It's 10:01, so we'll call the meeting to order. I want to welcome Melissa, who's sitting at the table there as one of our community liaison folks, and then Max, who's one of our interns for the summer. Let's see.
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask Jill to, we'll go to public comment, which is agenda item number two. If you'd remind people if they're in the public, if they want to comment, what the requirements are.
Yes. So if you are joining us on Zoom, you can raise your hand or put a comment in the chat. If you're joining us on the phone, you can press star six to mute, unmute yourself, or star nine to raise your hand.
Any takers? Hey, Gaffney.
Hello there, everybody.
Morning.
Morning, Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
All right, so hearing no public comment, I'll just do a quick roll call to make sure we have everybody here. So myself, Grant Westerson, I see you, Gaffney Fesco, Kristen Urbach, Tom Patton, Paul Hinch, Brian Thompson, and David Corris. I don't think I missed anybody. Okay, so we'll go to item number three, which is the schedule of positions and total staffing levels. And I'll turn it over to Mike to have a pre-discussion before we have a motion.
Morning. Once again, I'd like to thank the board for coming together in a special meeting so that we can continue to move our processes along at the Port Authority. If you recall, at May's meeting, when we discussed the community liaison position and added one to the schedule of positions for 2026, I commented that we had a number of applicants who were quite skilled in this area and had good experience in Connecticut doing this type of work. And a lot provided their background in grant writing and administration that we would benefit from. And I said that if there were two excellent candidates, one we hired and Melissa joined us today,
Thank you.
we do have another that has very good experience in the southern end of the state, would add value to the team. And at this time, I would entertain change to the schedule of positions to two and hiring an additional community liaison. Melissa has already seen and shown an ability to do things while I do other things, and it's thought that the additional person could assist with that as well. We are in a time period where there is a vision for the Port Authority to grow the maritime economy. We need the right expertise to do that. And form the right partnerships. And then along the way, we may find ourselves in an implementation phase for whatever comes next, which is why I would not entertain removing from the schedule of positions the Maritime Development Manager. There is a day when that position will be more valuable to us. If that does come about during this next fiscal year, that would not be a matter for the board to take up with regard to the schedule of positions, since we will have it on the books. However, our budget for next year's salary line items only account for the set number of positions that we have. And really, we're trading a community liaison for a Maritime Development Manager budgetarily right now. And if we were to need to increase staff size during the course of the year, then I would come back to the board for a budget request. Any questions?
Sounds like a good plan, Mike.
I want to take some of the pressure off of Gaffney, who's been doing some community liaison work for us, which is very much appreciated. And I think there's room for the board to do more of that over time as we make more contacts in the community. And certainly your proximity to certain topical matters has helped us out. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'll send you my bill shortly.
Yes.
Mike, if I could ask, what explain more about your thinking behind prioritizing another liaison position over the Maritime Development Manager. I mean, that seems like it certainly has been a key position in the past, and seems like there's still some important work to be done there. So just want to hear more about that.
Well, I would agree that it has been staffed in the past, but not to a large extent and with gaps. And the work that that person was doing in that role is going to be done by the whole with the revision to the ship grant procedures and policies after recent legislative changes. Mostly what the ship grant program needs is engagement with the communities and notification that resources are available, but also making sure we understand what communities are in need of what help. The legislation opened it up to businesses too, and businesses are interested in relief from excess dredging costs caused by having to go to different locations for movement of material and different sampling regimes, so they don't want to. The cost of dredging covered, but they would like some help with additional costs that they've had to go through as we work through processes in the state. That ability to understand the businesses along the coastline, where there are opportunities, bring people together is more important work at this stage of the Port Authority's mission than hiring somebody who can review engineering designs and infrastructure improvements and get into details with different proposals and more of a project management perspective. Did that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, in part. I mean, of course, my interest is always in dredging, as you
Yeah.
know. So yeah, just in terms of advocating for dredging, working with the Army Corps, all that sort of role, that the program development manager was handling, is that gonna, and I know you've been filling that recently, or since you came on. Is that how you plan to continue with that, with you
Well,
being the primary point of contact on that?
yes, I will be the primary point of contact on that. However, not a week goes by that I don't hear about something that needs some assistance along the coastline. And really, the focus that we've had on marketing and communication is to make sure people know that there's a Port Authority. And I would love to go out and market our state to others. And there is a huge amount of opportunity in Connecticut. We've got a lot of underutilized areas along the coast that I see other states are making use of in their communities. We want to model some of that and bring that to the table. But first, we need the community partners in place to be able to do that. It does me no good to tell Bridgeport, somebody that they can make use of Bridgeport without support from Bridgeport and them being made use of. So this is the first step. And to do it in reverse wouldn't work out well for us.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes.
For the two community liaisons, are you dividing those roles by territory or responsibilities?
Yes, but no. So the goal is to have the team work together to cover the whole state. But there's clearly opportunities for Melissa's knowledge of southeastern Connecticut to be leveraged, and somebody else's knowledge of southwestern Connecticut to be leveraged. But there is a crossing point to where there's a divide and conquer strategy, but there's also a need to bring us together so that we understand what partnerships are available to be formed. And it's more of a working relationship than a segregated relationship.
Okay.
I definitely don't intend to be a dividing line between parts of Connecticut from the Port Authority's perspective.
David, I'd be interested in your thoughts on this since you're the long in the tooth guy here at the Port Authority.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, I think it's just a lot about what we call it, and I hear from Mike the functions that I think we've sometimes put in the business development piece, sometimes put in the economic development, in the executive director piece. I I think it's a consistent approach, and I think the way Mike just described it, with kind of tilling the soil for productive ventures as they develop through stakeholder engagement, makes a lot of sense. I guess my personal take is I'm not really thinking so much about the title as I am about the content, and this seems to be a broadening and an extension of kind of what we've done, and it's an appropriate move. So to me, it just sounds like a thoughtful approach and adding more capacity. And I'm thinking less about the fact that it's a different job title than historically we had, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. I'll speak for the people that were on the last ship committee. I would tell you that, having a maritime development person with a little bit of experience like we had with what was his name?
Eric.
Yeah, that was very helpful. I think Grant, myself, John Johnson, Gaffney, were you on that? I'm not sure, but
No,
Brian
I was not.
Thompson.
Well, no.
It was helpful having somebody with that type of experience go through the grant applications for ship because it dealt with a lot of, docks and sheeting and boat ramps and stuff like that. I just wonder if us not focusing our attention on that particular side of the house, would we be lacking the next time we sit down at a committee meeting for ship to pick not winners, but people that are applying for the grant? Anybody want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the person, someone in this community position would have to be able to assess readiness, and it may not have the same depth of technical expertise, but I do think understanding, back to the sort of tilling the soil reference, right? Understanding whether or not the community, the partner, the project are ready and likely to proceed, should be something that they're able to do. But I guess I'm always hopeful that you can do that without some of the direct technical expertise, but you have to get yourself to a point where you understand kind of what it takes to move these projects through the permitting process and through the approvals and into construction.
Have you considered hiring a consultant for the technical assistance?
I think for a lot of things that we may or may not get involved with over time, that we are going to have to hire the right expertise where we see a need to go do that. And so, yes, I have considered it. I would not hire a consultant to manage the triaging of the ship grant process if we needed extra expertise to understand what a town thought it was trying to accomplish by something. We would certainly do that. I think there is expertise on the board. And I'm not without expertise as well. But one of the things I'm setting the stage for is the change that the state made in the grant program was that they're going to grant $5 million to the Port Authority. And then we are going to solicit applicants for the use of that money in our communities. And I don't envision this being a once and done, since it will be in a non-lapsing account. We'll be able to continually engage communities, and if we continue to have unspent money as we go through the year, we can continue to make offerings as needs come up, or as we engage different communities along the coast, and they find out that there's an opportunity that they can make use of the ship grant to make something successful for their town. So I think there's going to be more of a real-time footprint for this, and I want to be prepared for that.
Now that sounds great. And will the community liaisons be working closely with the PR and communications group for those materials and outreach?
Yes, they will.
Great.
Paul Hitch, you want to weigh in? Any comment? I know you're dying to say something.
No, I agree. Everyone's comments I agree with. Sorry, I'm off camera. I'm driving. I think it's a great opportunity. I agree with David's approach that I'm not so concerned about the title. I think it'll all work out. Just having another body there that can communicate with all the varying communities.
Any comment on your side, Grant?
Just to second pretty much everything else that's been said. My ears perked up when I heard Mike talking about the ship and $5 million, but yeah, I think we need to get ourselves down to the grassy areas in the smaller towns. And I, obviously, you know that that's where I come from. And I think this is the right direction.
All right.
Just to add one more piece of that, Paul, you know, I did request the board stand up a strategy committee that you're working to implement. And that committee is board of directors' ability to help out with what do we need to do and where do we want to do it. And these are the people that are going to assist in implementing that strategy.
Yep. No, all good stuff. So, Tom, I didn't have you weigh in, but if you want to weigh in.
No, I'm supportive of the proposal, and I really like the idea of a strategy committee.
Okay. With that said, I'll entertain a motion to amend the schedule of positions and total staffing levels for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026, to include a second community liaison position.
A move.
Second.
So Grant and Gaffney, any further discussion? I would like to point out that although not here, Dave Prulo did not want to support this particular move. He really wants a maritime business development person, but frankly speaking, you know, after listening to the conversation here, I think, you know, having the two community liaison folks kind of gives us that ability to move the maritime economy along the coast in a lot more efficient way than the maritime business development position would give us. I think it gives us a lot further outreach in all the local communities, which I think we need. And it probably be great for our brand name and recognition as well. So,
well, I recall Dave's comments at our last board meeting. You know, he's been asking for who have we met with to bring business into the state. Bridgeport, you know, I've spent some time in Bridgeport. I'll spend some time in New Haven. New Haven's got a draft of a harbor development plan, which we really need to see what it is they think that they're going to embark on next and how we can help them achieve that success. And as a result, be able to assist them with the marketing of whatever they think is going to be expanded down there. Bridgeport doing a lot of housing construction in the port, but there are other opportunities to make use of some businesses down there. Bridgeport Boat Works has a merit grant that they're going to implement, and we've got a Maritime Alliance set up to talk about short sea shipping to that location. So I think that is another way to market the port and bring business in, but it doesn't really involve me sending somebody out right now to go drum up business. This is a target rich environment for getting people to take up opportunities along our coast. So I don't think we have to travel far.
Yep, I agree. All right, any further discussion? So all those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, the motion passes. I think we've met Brian's requirement for 10:30. So I appreciate everybody being here on a short notice. And I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I appreciate it. I'm assuming everybody's voting yes to adjourn. So we'll just call it
thank
that.
You all.
So
thanks,
everybody.
Thank you all very much for the support.
Thank you.